Did you know I'm gonna come with it? Come with the 10 minutes. I watch you stare into these pretty brown eyes. Hey guys, this is Tiffany J coming to you live. 10 minutes with yours truly. I hope you like the show. Check it out. This particular episode of a podcast is more so about the mental of how I took my recovery period, why I chose to do those 6-week, 42 days of positive affirmations. So one side of me is in the past, speaking to me in the future that didn't exist yet, but it did exist because I spoke. It's like I spoke myself into existence, speaking over myself and how great I would be. So then the future comes with myself into fruition, and then it's me now in the future, or in the present rather, looking back on my former self. So I don't know if that made sense or if it was confusing, but sometimes I feel we need to do that, where I don't know if you've written yourself a letter in the future and then maybe you looked at it and in your present, and then reading yourself in the past saying, oh wow, like I can't believe I had these dreams and these goals and these visions, and now I've either accomplished them or, you know, let me see where I need to make some more improvements. I realize that we're not in control the way that we think we are. No, and the reason is because we're subject to abilities, limitations, thought patterns, and waterfalls that we're used to. I need to watch, I think it's called Pretty Little Liars or Pretty Little Something with Kerry Washington. And somebody was talking about the choices that we make. Sometimes the choices, you can make good choices and you can also choose them, but it's also based on what's available to you. So that's another reason why we're not in control, right? Each day I've been pushing to get myself back to a level of where I was before surgery. And then even as I think now, the level of where I was before surgery wasn't even at my best because of the ailment that I had or the condition that I had. So I wasn't even able to be, you know, where I wanted to be. And so, yes, my body is bouncing back faster than ever, not as fast as I would like it to be, but it's coming along pretty fast. Initially, sometimes I get frustrated and then I have to stop myself, and because I don't want my frustration to turn into stress. Let's say about a week ago from today, so that would be around like day 23, 24 for me along this journey, it was like my body or my diaphragm allowed me to actually sneeze. I sneeze very dramatically, so I did not want to do that and cause extra pain or whatever with the not contraction or maybe convulsion of your body. So from surgery to about 3 days after, I'm kind of giving you a breakdown of how it went for me. It was very hard for me to speak. I, being the singer that I am, I actually do support myself when I sing and also when I speak. So my breathing was very labored with each conversation. I had to take an additional breath to sustain what I was saying. I felt like my diaphragm was on like a 20%. And then it just kind of opened my eyes to how much I'm actually using, you know, as I talk. So around, I believe, day 10 or 15, I was able to laugh and maybe cough or something like that. But like laugh and cough without extreme pain to my lower abdomen. And like I was saying, sneezing, I don't know how my body did it, but just it didn't sneeze. I thought that was interesting, but now I can do it and it's effortless. And so it makes me think, you know, it just takes time. You may be nervous about whatever it is, but when your body is ready to do whatever you are challenging it to do, your body will let you know. And that's how you know you'll be ready. 3 months prior to surgery, I have been practicing and listening to my body to make sure that I give it what it needs and don't give it what it doesn't need. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but basically not abusing that. And then, so I had already been in the practice of listening and listening carefully, right? So day of surgery, we leave the hospital either between 3:30 or 4:30. I can't really remember the time, but I know when I get home or to my mom's house, It was rough. I threw up about at least, I guess, 8 times with every movement. And these are the effects of the anesthesia. So they had immediately, we got some more medication to help with the nausea. And it was crazy because, like, my mind was fresh. It was on 100%. And my body just wasn't there. So I had to figure out how to align myself so that I, you know, I wasn't throwing up. So I remember, like, going to the bathroom just to get up. I would get up, go to the bathroom. It was very, very slow, like very slow. It probably took me like 5 minutes just to get to the bathroom. And then, you know, sitting on the toilet and all of that, it was very painful. And then getting back up and going back to sit down. And every single time I would throw up. So obviously the throwing up was painful. And I was like, all right, after about the third or fourth time, because I had to keep going, I was like, okay, I have to figure out how to not throw up because this is hurting, obviously. So I said, okay, with each move, your body is trying to get adjusted to the new state that you're in. So I said, okay, I would, if I was laying down, I would basically sit up and just kind of sit there for about 2 or 3 minutes. And then once I felt like, okay, then I would stand up. And then I would stand there for about 2 or 3 minutes and just kind of stand and get used to the equilibrium of being, you know, higher from laying down, sitting, and then standing up. Then I would do my long 5 minute, you know, scoot or whatever to the bathroom. Then when I would get to the bathroom, I would just stand in the bathroom, you know, and then the lights, they were so bright. And I think it's because of with my eyes being closed for, you know, however many hours they were closed while I was in the surgery. So the lights had to be very dim. Then I would sit on the toilet and then I would wait. And then I would kind of press on my abdomen because I guess with the pressure of the bladder and everything, then I would, you know, pee, then get up and then I would just stand and then and repeat the process back, but in the opposite, right? Going backwards and then eventually lay down and I would be like, oh. So after figuring this out, with each new try, I was so fascinated about how much better I was getting, even though it still resulted in a bag of vomit. By the last 3 times, I didn't have to throw up. And some of it's probably with the medicine and some of it's probably with me taking my time. So I believe the next day I didn't have any nausea or anything like that. I was fine, you know, still stiff and everything like that. But at this rate, because day 5, I was ready to go outside and start stretching, walking and seeing if I could actually do like my ABC skip drills from track, or at least, you know, try to lift the leg and do this and that. So I did lunges and some other leg workouts and, you know, 30 minutes at a time. And at this rate, I was like, you know what, I'm about to heal in no time. And the only reason I kind of restricted myself was because other people were like, you know, back in the day, it might have taken them a full 6 weeks to get back up, or 2 months or whatever. And I'm like, are you sure? Because right now I'm feeling like I can conquer the world. So the only thing I didn't do was run, jumping jacks, anything that involved jumping and ab workouts. There was a time, so I did a leg workout and it was 30 minutes. I broke a sweat and then I was like, okay, I'm getting dizzy. So let me just sit down. And I think now, like, working out, it's getting better. I had my post-op appointment yesterday. She said basically I'm really, really good. I can go back to, you know, all of my activities, no restrictions, but I am not, you know, back at 100%. My uterus is definitely going to take about 6 months if I ever wanted to, like, hold a child. But other than that, I'm pretty good and just do it with those precautions. Right. And so I say all of this to say that endurance, getting your endurance, is like a marathon. You have to pace yourself. And I had taken some time even before this, if I needed to refer back to it. Usually when I write things down, it's kind of like ingrained into my brain. But I wrote in my sketchbook my plans on when I should get up, however many alerts I need to have on my phone as far as alarms to wake up in the morning, alarms when to eat, alarms when to, you know, do certain things and make sure that my bowels are on point, making sure that I'm eating between 3 to 5 times a day. And coming to terms with I'm going to be functioning or at least up and working on a 12-hour table. There may be days where there's more, but basically 12 hours at a time, I need to be working to build my endurance back up to that. And I'm pretty good. I think I can handle an 8-hour day. Next week, I'm going to be going back to work for 3 days, and then I'll be back with my full-time position. So sorry for that. So I know how to balance, and I know how to that thing kind of threw me off. I'm so sorry. I know how to balance and keep my endurance, and I'm just really excited to be moving forward in life. And this particular episode is for for someone to just have an idea of like how my process went. And sometimes it's just that you can't really rush the process. Everybody's process is going to be different based on what you're doing. And I felt like because I was highly active beforehand, my body was asking me to continue to be active. And so that's what I did for me. And I intend to go even further. And I want to do things that I've never done before physically and get back to where I was when I was in college and in high school, get back to that level. And not that I'm going to be like, you know, on an Olympic team or a track team or anything like that. But if I do want to have a healthy life and continue performing at the level that I'd like to perform and professionally, then I know this is what I need to do. Also to hopefully promote good stress and not have the fibroids come back. So those are my plans. And this was about endurance and kind of how the process went for me. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, you can hit me up in any of my comments anywhere, whether it's a DM, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram, and tell me how your process has been. It doesn't have to be that you had a surgery, but just how your process has been and how you're working on balancing and pacing yourself through that particular process. I hope you enjoyed this. You guys take care.
That was another edition of 10 Minutes with Tiffany J. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves, because I know I did. You can find more episodes on my website, www.tjayetaylor.com, and go to podcasts. But don't stop there. Hop on over to the music tab and rock out to your favorite Tiffany J record, starting with my latest single, Work For It, available for streaming and downloads on all major platforms, with a bomb video showcased on YouTube featuring the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina.